if we should go back for some years now, in the mid to late 1990s, we did report to the general public that we did find an invasive species of lizard, that's the Anolis cristatellus, originally from Puerto Rico, and which arrived here possibly via freight containers, and they settled quickly around Roseau. In the Windsor Park area, you know, you could find them, you know, just when the Windsor Park Stadium was being developed, just before that, you know, you could find them there in large numbers. But they've since spread out, and they move around quickly on vehicles. People moving around, you know, carry them in their bags, whatever it is. And they've spread out far and wide. And we have sightings in Laplane, in Melville Hall, San Sauveur, Granby, Pichelin, the entire West Coast, and the Roseau Valley, Watton Waven, Loda. So they're all over the place.
But what is your department doing about trying to get rid of these lizards?
How do we get rid of that? There are no easy answers. We know that these animals, you know, they're very prolific breeders, and they're all over people's houses. We would have liked to tell the public that they can, you know, there's a remedy immediately, but we do not have that now. The only thing we see now is a physical destruction of the animal, the individual animals. But how much can that do? Sadly, so they are in a way displacing the local Anolis population, the indigenous Anolis, that we have in Dominica, in that they feed on the juveniles and even on the females, and they're very aggressive, very, very aggressive, much more than we are accustomed to.
They seem to move very quickly.
They're very, very agile, you know, and they scamper around quickly. But they're in the houses, you know, they're in your vehicles. I always have one in my vehicle, actually. And so you move around, and they move around with you. And because of their very prolific breeding habits, they just seem to dominate our local population of Anolis.
Apart from being so present in people's environment, are they a danger to people?
Not that we know about. We believe that they are part of the ecology of the area. They control insects, you know, like our local Anolis would do. We are not aware of any ability to transmit disease, and like some rodents do. But no, you know, we treat them well. They like any other Anolis tourists, but of concern in the sense that they're displacing our local Anolis, which is really indigenous to Dominica.
How do people deal with this? Pests, because that's what they see them as, that it's a nuisance, you have a lot of them in your house, you want to get rid of them. What do you do?
Well, as I said earlier on, physically crush them. You know, that is the only way, you know, you can really get peace in your immediate environment, that, you know, that is within your house. You know, and we would not promote poisoning, because when you place poison, you take other species as well. You know, the only recourse now is a physical attack, you know, on the individuals.
And how much of a priority is that problem for your department? Some people who have it in their homes, who have the lizard in their homes, see it as a problem, but from your perspective?
Yeah. It is of concern to us. Unfortunately, we do not have the resources in terms of the individuals and the financial resources to go after, to have a dedicated program to go after that. But it is of concern in the sense, as I said, it is taking over from our local Anolis, and that has to be of concern to every Dominican.
Because it is spreading so rapidly, do you anticipate somewhere in the near future you will have to pay closer attention to that problem?
Certainly. We can continue to ignore it, because the time will come when we'll be looking around for our local indigenous Anolis, and because this guy, you know, is so prolific in its breeding and its feeding habits, it destroy the male and the juveniles of our local, you know, it's, you know, we have to be concerned, seriously concerned.